Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Good evening, it's about 7:23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. I hope you check those out, and they're available wherever books are sold, especially Amazon. Susanna Miedermeyer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, and she is joining us from Vienna, Austria, and she's a psychologist, a psychotherapist. She's the author of Pragmatic Psychology, Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy. And we've been talking about perfectionism in the previous segment, but because she's joined us from Europe and that she was telling me in the break about how great things are going in Europe these days, Susanna, I asked you if you would give us a little bit of a report on how things are going in Europe and why what made you say what you told me. Of course, America is, Europe is our great ally. The whole of Europe is, we have NATO together and we trade together. We're doing business together. We're trying to work out better trading arrangements right now. So we're very much interested in what's going on over there. Tell us about it. What's going on in Europe and especially in Austria?
Well, you know, the world is a crazy place all over the world. It doesn't really matter where we are. It's like, right. So Europe is experimenting a lot, politician-wise. With, you know, where to go, what's right, what's wrong. And so that's where we are right now, and also discovering being a great ally of the U.S., definitely. And also, where would Europe like to go? It's pretty tricky having so many countries in one and so many different culture and all their different currencies. And so it's very diverse. And everybody has their say, so it's very colorful, it's very different, and it's a beautiful place to go. It has a lot of history, so it's great to be here.
Well, and how is Austria feel about the Eurozone? How does Austria fit into all that? Now, you use the Euro, right?
Yeah, we use the Euro, yeah. Well, Austria used to be a very big country, having very many different countries that are different countries now. And now it's a very, very small country. And it's interesting. Like, there's one reality going on with politics, and there's the other reality with it's a beautiful nature and it's a great place to go. So it's like, you know, yeah.
Well, what's the relationship now with Austria and Germany?
Austria is kind of like this little brother of Germany. So it's kind of like using Germany as a reference point of where to go, what to do. At the same time, Austria has a very very strong culture and has their own world and has a very different point of view about things than Germany. So it's like this, kind of like sibling relationship, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And how's the economy in Austria? Is good? What is the strongest industry there? Besides producing great psychologists over the centuries.
That must be the best industry, actually.
So how does Austria, in terms of the overall strength of the European Union, is Austria happy about the EU? Do you see the European Union holding up and being preserved with after England dropped out?
It works. It still works. And you know, if you want to be sustainable for the future, whatever company you're at, if you're as big as Europe or you have a small company, you always got to be willing to change and change things up so you're fit for the future. And there's some parts that are and some parts that are not in the EU. So I'd say, you know, the more open we are for change, the greater we are fit for the future.
So does Austria pretty much go along with whatever Germany goes along with? I mean, you say that they're your big brother, so to speak. Is it do you count on Germany? Do you think Austria relies on Germany?
I have a little bit too little information about exact details, but I think both. And Austria yeah. has always had their own ways. So I think they also have their own points of view and ways to go. So,
what is Austria's attitude? What is your and your neighbors' attitudes about Russia, about their aggressiveness over the last few years with regard to the Ukraine and that sort of thing?
Not very happy about it.
Yeah.
Not really the way to go to do. I mean, you know, we have politicians nowadays. It would be great to have more statesmen who actually look for the future and what, you know, not just looking at their own.
You can say that about America.
You
can say that about America,
yeah,
too.
We
need more leadership in the world, don't we, Susanna?
Yeah, definitely. And also having the big world view, not just their own country, you know.
Right.
Where would the world like to go, not mm-hmm. just my country?
Do you know? Think that there's Austria? Do you think Austrians either secretly or overtly are hoping that the United States will protect them ultimately from Russia?
I don't know if they have the trust in that anymore. You know, things
yep.
changed in the U.S. So with the presidency and so. So I think that Austria and Europe is ready to step up and have their own back.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I can speak for Americans. I think you know, we've over the last 100 years we've demonstrated that you guys have that we have your back over there, and
I do think
you guys have to be a little more self-sufficient. Hey,
Susanna
Miedemeyer, folks, is her website .com. Will you come back again?
I'd love to. Yeah,
I've enjoyed having you on the show. We'll talk some more about perfectionism, because you know how I like to be perfect.
Yes.
Susanna Miedemeyer, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.